Hello and welcome to the Mondas podcast with me and Todd. Hope you're good. My first initial response is to the pilot. I really enjoyed it. It's been a long, long while waiting, hasn't it? So I was very excited for it, and I've got to admit I really enjoyed Bill. I thought she brought a nice, fresh energy to the show, and I like the university setting as well. That was good with the doctor being a lecturer, something you can quite imagine. And Heather, the puddle person, was pretty scary, to be honest with you. Kind of reminds a bit of the Waters of Mars, with all the water dripping down and stuff. It was pretty scary, especially the bit when she thought someone was in the shower at a flat and stuff like that. But you obviously saw it through her eyes, which I think was a good idea, because I think there's if you go back to the original series with in the new run with Rose and stuff, seeing it through her eyes, I think it's a good idea to have it, a good kind of way into the show for a lot of people, and refreshing to have someone actually a lesbian love thing as well, lusting after people, because Rose also served Chips in school reunion. It's a nice little nod there, but you know, I thought it was a bit of a change for the show, and I think the same Moffat's obviously a brilliant writer, and this, you know, they say the same tropes and stuff at times, but different types of music used, a bit of different energy and stuff, a good sort of chemistry between the characters, and I think as a trio, I think they'd be very interesting, to be honest with you. Also, a nice moment I felt in the episode was when Bill found the pictures of her mum as well, which was a nice touch, I think, quite a sentimental touch, but nonetheless, if anyone else could have the power to do something like that, it's a nice thing to do for someone. So I thought that was a really good thing when you could see the doctor reflecting in the picture. That was good. And also it's just nice to see someone who's not lusting after the doctor all the time, and not lusting after the obvious, you know, guy girl thing and all that sort of thing, you know, just something a bit different, you know. It's about time that a doctor who shaked it up a little bit and representing everyone. It's good, and obviously she's a good character as well, which helps. And she doesn't look 29 either. No.
We also got an Next Time trailer as well, with Cybermen and John Sim and Missy, which was interesting. We also got the teaser trailer for next week's Emoji robot things. So it almost feels like we're going down. Could be totally wrong. We're going down the kind of route of the Russell T. Davis thing, Earthbound, and then you go to space in the second episode, and properly to space, obviously, you know, because this episode we obviously saw the bit with the Daleks, which was on when she was Pearl Mackie was unveiled as well, so it's nice to see Daleks. I'm sure they'll be back this series as well in some form, and the Mavellans, wow, we speculated that they were going to be in it in some form in the series, and a nice little nod to Destiny of the Daleks there, going through his own timeline there. But no, it's just good, because I think you know, it brings a different energy to the show when you got new companions and stuff, and Capaldi was brilliant as ever, you know. But the puddle thing and all that, it reminded us of when I saw the spaceship, reminded me of Remember the Daleks, where the Dalek shuttle had landed in the school yard, but it wasn't that. But no, the puddle thing was pretty scary. Obviously now I know why Star in Her Eye was going to be the alternative title for the show. So yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I look forward to the series as a whole, really. So you've got John Sim in the trailer there with a bit of facial hair now. Wasn't, as I've mentioned in other podcasts, I wasn't a massive fan of his portrayal of the Master, but I'm intrigued to see where it all works out, because we never saw him regenerate, did we? So, but no, this episode was good. I like the setting of in the university, seeing her daily, what happens in her life and all that. I'm sure wanted to see the doctor's lecture. They'd be interested in herself, seeing the doctor lecture. But it was interesting how we flip flopped around different places and trying to get away from the head of the puddle person. Yeah, the puddle person, we'll call her. It'd be interesting to see if she ever comes back or has some sort of ramifications. You never know. Never know with Moffat, do you? So in summing up, I did really enjoy it, and it was worth all the hype, and I hope it got good ratings and whatnot, and people suddenly go, yes, Doctor Who's back. And it'd be interesting to see Bill's kind of journey through the whole show. If you want to chat, it's at IanTodd82 on Twitter, and it's hashtag Mondas Podcast. Thank you. Bye. Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast. With Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast. With Mondas Podcast. 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 Mondas Podcast.